Wars are not won by evacuations. This was the sobering message of British Prime Minister Winston Churchill after hundreds of thousands of Allied troops miraculously escaped certain death at Dunkirk during World War II. Learn why you need the fighting spirit of Churchill to win your spiritual battles each day. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. John Lukacs, one of the great biographers of Winston Churchill, and he had something to say about a battle that Churchill was involved in, and that was in Dunkirk. And he gave, at that time, one of the greatest speeches of his life. And some people say it was the best speech he ever gave. And he looked at Dunkirk, and where his British soldiers and some French soldiers were encircled by the Germans, and it looked like most of them were going to die. There were 220,000 British troops encircled there in Dunkirk, and 110,000 of the French. And so they were encircled, and it looked like most all of them would die, but it didn't happen that way. They ended up getting most of their men back, and that was almost saving the entire army of Britain. So it was a terrible, terrible time for them in their history. And he makes a powerful statement here I want to read to you. He said, "We must be careful not to assign to this deliverance the attributes of a victory. Wars are not won by evacuations." That's a powerful statement, and we can repeat it several times, and it would be well worth it. But it's a profound expression, he said, that wars are not won by evacuations. Even though they saved a lot of their soldiers, most of them, it was or could have been almost the loss of Britain's soldiers, most of all of them. But anyhow, Churchill was a powerful warrior, and he had statements to say about issues like that and battles like that. And God tells us that we are spiritual soldiers, and we need to learn about physical soldiers, and it helps us to understand how we can be a better spiritual soldier and do what God wants us to do. We're in a spiritual war. It says in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 1, "You therefore, son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Verse 3, "You therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier." We've been chosen by God, chosen to be soldiers. It didn't just happen by happenstance. God makes it his army. He chooses and chose those men and women that fight that war for him before the second coming of Jesus Christ. Here's what John Lukacs wrote of his great speech, and Churchill said this, "We shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender." Never surrender. Churchill goes on to talk about the great empire, which most people believed was already finished. But Churchill was doing everything he could to keep the great empire of Britain alive. He loved that empire. But anyhow, this speech was a great success, and it moved a lot of people, and more people began to appreciate his leadership. And when he would speak to them like this, it would lift their spirits at a very ugly time. And he did that throughout World War II and had a lot to do with the winning of World War II by the West, Britain and America and other nations. We need to learn to lift people's spirits. That's what a leader strives to do, because we're always heading into some real problems, and especially now in this last hour, we are facing problems like mankind has never, ever seen before. It's that bad. Most people don't want to look at that, but God says His own saints will be protected if they are loyal to Him. Protection is going to be there for those who obey God and get His message to this world of what is coming upon us. And we could avoid it if we would repent. We could avoid this terrible, terrible time that is facing us that most people don't want to think about, but it is reality. We can't get away from that. So he had a lot of the leadership, that is, Churchill did. We can still be inspired and moved by those powerful messages he gave in World War II and even in World War I. He is a soldier that's been around for a long time. But he said, upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. He's talking about like 500 years of this Christian civilization, and now it was looking like it might be lost, which when it was that way for 500 years. So he talked about the empire again, and he says Hitler knows that he will have to break us in the island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be free. If we'll just stand up to Hitler and fight him. Now, his own leaders there didn't want to do that. They wanted to talk and speak to Hitler and see what kind of statements he would say and what kind of spaces of their land that he wanted, and the many small nations in Europe. This also affected the United States in many ways, but Churchill kept saying, look, we're sinking into the abyss of a dark age. Abyss of a dark age. Now, they escaped that, but that new dark age is here today facing us. It's the same deep, dark abyss that is facing us. And there are many prophecies in the Bible that tell you that. We have to face reality. It's our only hope. We will be free and safe only if we do that, if we turn to God. But this is the abyss of a new dark age. Was avoided in World War II, and now, well, it's coming again. This time, it's prophesied to occur as the worst suffering ever on this planet. That's what God says. Are we willing to face that and repent and let God protect us? God says His very elect will be protected. Those that are really obeying Him and getting His message out to the world, they're going to be protected. We have to remember that God has a little flock, That's something that we want to keep in mind, because the message that they will be getting out about this new dark age, the abyss of this new dark age today. And he repeated that time and time again to tell us that something is wrong here. And the only hope, the only way we're ever going to solve this is to face it by going to God and repenting and letting God protect us. And that's what the warning is all about. God is telling us we have many sins and we need to repent very badly. And he went on to say in this British Empire that this was their finest hour. And this is still spoken of around the world today as it was then. It has not been forgotten. And he says the abyss of a new dark age made more sinister by, well, all kinds of perverted science. Everything was wrong. It was a new dark age. Some people called it the new Middle Ages, but Churchill thought it was much worse than that. It was a new dark age that men were facing in World War II. Many men. And he talked about the British Empire, which God actually gave to Britain. And they really, in the end, certainly didn't give God credit for that much at all. But that is what happened. God gave it to them because of the obedience of Abraham. And that's all explained in our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy. So there is a lot of depth here about this war and how it was going to get worse in World War II and just perhaps destroy the entire Christian civilization. Now, God did save them from going through that, but it's still facing us, and it still is going to be suffering and punished if they don't repent. God says we are just filled with sin and need to be looking to God at this time all the time. He said, upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. So that civilization that had been there 500 years, and he thought it was maybe going to be wiped out. That's how bad it was in World War II. And today we're facing something even worse, much worse. But how many people are willing to face that and let God give them understanding of how they can make sure they don't have to go through that? But they are sinking in the abyss. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1, it says this, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." Now, it is coming soon, but something else had to happen, and it already has. And that is the big sign of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Notice what it says in verse 3, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day," that is the second coming of Christ, "shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." And all of that has happened right before our eyes and is explained specifically in my book on Malachi's message to God's church today. And then verse 4 here says, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he is God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He is acting like God himself. A man that got control of God's own church in this end time. And all of this horror has happened already. And God says it's going to get very bad. Let's go on down to verse 7 where it says, the mystery of iniquity or lawlessness does already work. Only he who now restrains will restrain, it should read, until he be taken out of the way. There was a man there, this end time Elijah, Matthew 17 verses 10 and 11, and he has already come and gone and restored all things while he was here. Then on down a little further, it says in verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth. There's the problem with man. That's the problem with God's own church in this end time. These Laodiceans, these lukewarm people and members of God's church, they don't love the truth. That's their problem, and that's why they're going into the great tribulation if they don't repent. It is coming, and that's God's own people. He tells us in Revelation 3 and on down in verse 20 through 22 where it talks about we must overcome Satan the devil in this world to please God and to make sure he is blessing us and protecting us. Churchill wrote this when he was in this war with Germany in particular, but also against Italy at the same time. He said, I shall myself never enter into any peace negotiations with Hitler. Now, he had a fellow leader, Neville Chamberlain, who went to Munich numerous times to talk to Hitler because Hitler wanted to see him, and he kept compromising and really caving in to Adolf Hitler. And Churchill said, I would never talk to that evil man. That's the kind of leader he was. Even though it looked like he could even lose his country to Adolf Hitler, but he was going to fight like a soldier must. A real soldier does that. But at that time, most of the leaders were appeasers, and that was causing them a lot of problem, and everything was quite grave. And yet, in all of this, Churchill was confident. He was confident and set that example for the people. And he uplifted them time after time after time. He was a strong leader for his country at that time. And even along with America, we got in that war as well. And a little too late, but still, we got into it. Churchill really sensed that Hitler was somewhat fearful of him, because he always stood up to him and fought against him in words and in deeds for some time. He sensed that Hitler did not have his heart in taking on Britain and Churchill. Churchill sensed this. He was a very perceptive man, and he sensed that Hitler was somewhat concerned about him, because he always stood up to him and said, I will never, ever negotiate with that man or any terrorist like that. And Hitler was the greatest of all terrorists. Hitler was bothered by that very emotionally. And Churchill never let up, and he always fought with his great courage and took on the enemies with a powerful courage. Churchill did get his people to fight. And then he talked about this finest hour that they had. He talked about the blood, toil, tears, and sweat. These speeches and powerful messages were spreading around all the world. And Churchill inspired many people around this earth, especially in the Western world, because he stood up to Hitler, and at one time, Britain was the only country that did. America was late in coming into that war. But then later on, countries did come in, and well, they did win that war. But let me just read to you what Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt said in a document. "It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism and to ensure Germany will never again be able to disturb the peace of the world." They were determined that they were going to never let Germany rise again, because they have started wars throughout their history more than anybody, any other nation. Their evil heart has risen too much through that Holy Roman Empire. Even though the German people are a great people, they have been suffering for years and causing a lot of problems because of this terrible, terrible empire that has caused so much trouble in this world. Until next week, this is Gerald Flory. Goodbye, friends.
Wars are not won by evacuations. This was the sobering message of British Prime Minister Winston Churchill after hundreds of thousands of Allied troops miraculously escaped certain death at Dunkirk during World War II. Learn why you need the fighting spirit of Churchill to win your spiritual battles each day. Winston Churchill knew that running away from Hitler would never end Nazi tyranny. The thought of compromise with Hitler was appalling to him. He urged his people to confront that evil man. But Mr. Churchill was facing a dark abyss. God's one true church in this end time is also facing a dark abyss. Request Gerald Flory's free book, Malachi's Message, to discover how God's loyal people today are standing up and confronting evil within the church, winning miraculous spiritual victories for God. The lessons of Churchill are being learned once again, this time on a spiritual battlefield. Study Malachi's Message to understand why God allowed his church to be destroyed after Herbert W. Armstrong died in 1986. Expose the greatest tragedy in the 2,000-year history of the church, a rebellious leader causing 95% of the membership to turn away from God. Prove from your Bible that this great falling away is actually a sign of the soon coming return of Jesus Christ to earth. Also request our free book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. Prove that God used Mr. Churchill to save our nations from Nazi tyranny. Discover the numerous Bible prophecies that discuss America and Britain in shocking detail. Detail that only God could know about our nations thousands of years in advance. Unlock the tremendous hidden identity of America and Britain as two of the most prominent end-time descendants of ancient Israel. Understand why so much emphasis is placed on Israel in the Bible. Not because Israel is God's favorite, but because God is working out His awesome master plan in a very specific time order. He will soon make all mankind a part of spiritual Israel, rejoicing with Him and His family for all eternity. You will also receive a free copy of Gerald Flory's booklet, Winston S. Churchill, The Watchman. As a vigilant political watchman, Winston Churchill saved the Western world from demise in World War II. Have we learned the necessary lessons from his example? All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request Malachi's Message, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and Winston S. Churchill, The Watchman. The world around you is upside down. Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Malachi's Message, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and Winston S. Churchill, The Watchman. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Malachi's Message, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and Winston S. Churchill, The Watchman. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.